today, sir.
Wonderful this morning. I had a very good weekend of 6-meter fun, and hasn't ended yet, but anyway, having a good weekend on 6 meters.
Bud, that's good. That's good. When you headed out?
Well, I'm heading to the store right now, but I'll go back and turn the radios back on. I had some kind of configuration problem with one of my radios, so I switched over to the 7800 and went right back to work on that one. But I changed something, and I don't know what I did, and now I'm trying to figure out what I did. And anyway, that's a dumb move.
I've been doing a little bit of troubleshooting this weekend, too. I put a microphone extension in so I could move my microphone to the other side of the building. And dummy me used it unshielded Cat 5 along a power transmission line. And that's just not going to work.
Sure, that's going to work even with a shielded Cat 5 cable, but I'm not sure what your configuration is. What are you trying to just extend the cord on your microphone, so to speak?
Another microphone jack from the radio, probably about 20 feet away, outside under the shed portion of the deer camp, so I don't have to go inside the cabin to access the radio. And I just ran positive and negative and Cat 5 all in one clip, not thinking that's going to cause an issue. But I'm getting a lot of complaints of a click, a pretty bad click in my transmission. So I'm gonna have to move that or something.
For you, it'll cost you a few bucks if you want, not too bad, but Jabra makes a wireless deal there where you can actually put a wireless headset on and walk around a fairly good distance. I'm not sure how far away you're trying to get, but it's called Jabra, and it's a wireless headset that you can configure with your radios. I know several people that have them and use them. I don't, but they apparently work very well.
Very good idea. I mean, very good idea. I'm almost home, and I will check that out. So that's Jabra. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that's how it's spelled. I'm sure if you Google search Jabra, that or the correct spelling will appear. And I don't know what the cost of them is, to tell you the truth. There's several people around that use these. And I've heard them on using them, and they use them on their HF rigs, their 2-meter rigs, basically. And that would solve your problem, and you would not have any of the wires and all that to deal with.
I appreciate the info. I did not think about that at all, but I'm on the way home now, and I will definitely check that out and see if that's something I can do. But what are you doing a field day today, or are you just out on your own, or what?
No, I just left my house to run up to the grocery store and the ATM, and then I'm going back to the house. By the way, if you're interested, the SCDXA, South Carolina DX Association, we're starting our in-person meetings back up Thursday, the 17th at 6 p.m. at Mito's in Greer. If you care to come down and join us. There will probably be a pretty good group of people there. A lot of experience will be there, so if you're interested, you can make it. Hopefully we'll be doing these now like we used to, third Thursday of every month at Mito's.
Info, bud. I really do. I may take you up on that. I'm stationed out of Campobello, not 6-7 miles from Greer, so I definitely check that out.
Yeah, I'm actually driving down to exit 1 there to a friend of mine's, and then we're going to drive from there together. So you're not real far. I'm coming up from Hendersonville, but your drive isn't too bad. It'll be a good meeting. We're not doing a presentation. We're just getting together for a in-person get-together. We're also meeting for the Waynesville Ham Fest at the end of July, if you're interested in that as well.
I got my tickets, man. I got advance tickets, and I got them in the mail the other day. So this will be my first Ham Fest I've ever been to. and I'm really excited. I've rented a Airbnb for the weekend right outside of Waynesville, so we're just gonna make a weekend of it.
Waynesville Hamfest is not gigantic. It's not like Charlotte or any of those, but it's always a good group of local hams in the surrounding areas. And I've gone to that Hamfest every year since I became a ham. That's one that isn't, like I said, it's gigantic as far as vendors and what have you goes, but it's just a real good hometown Hamfest. I think you'll enjoy it.
We're looking forward to it, and kind of enjoying the area too. So, but all right, brother. Well, listen, I'm close to my destination, so I'm glad I was able to talk with you on your ride. But this is KO4NUE. I'm 7-3, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
All righty, you have a good one, Bob here in Hendersonville. ND7J is my call, and that worked out perfect because I am in the Ingalls parking lot as we speak. Have a good one, best 73s, ND7J.